Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am talking with Sarah Fouts with Allianz Travel Insurance. Now, I know you guys are probably going, this is the best show ever because I always have so many questions about travel insurance. Should I purchase it? How much should I purchase? So Sarah is giving us all of those answers today. And I am so glad to have this conversation with you, Sarah, because I, too, as much as I travel, I still also get bogged down in the questions myself. But, you know, you said something on the last segment that I want to bring back up, and that is any trip that's 150 miles or more away from your home, you really should consider travel insurance. That's pretty, absolutely. You know, that's one of those tips that I really didn't know about.
Yes, it's we want for people to think of it not just for the big trips, the big investments, but it is, you know, I'm taking a last minute getaway with my girlfriends. We found a great deal, and we're going to drive 2 hours for some wine tasting and some great girl time, and we want to be able to provide that kind of benefit that should you need it. You know, you are recently had some folks who were traveling, and unfortunately they were their car got broken into, and you know, some things were stolen. So, you know, it's not necessarily have to be emergency medical and stuff like that, but you know, you can contact us. We can help with replacing items that were stolen, and you know, provide assistance when it's very stressful, when you should be actually focusing on the fun that's being had.
Exactly.
So it's kind of again, we want to just be your partner in travel. So whether it's, you know, across town or it's across the world, you want to be there to provide that kind of assistance to make sure everyone is having a good time. Because that's what we want people to focus on, is the joy of travel.
The joy of travel, because that's what the insurance is there to pick up the, you know, not so fun part of things that may happen, those unforeseen things. So you're kind of there waiting to catch us if we need that.
Absolutely.
But now you just mentioned something that I want to bring up here. You mentioned also, too, like if personal items are stolen, so travel insurance can cover those things as well. I know that's important for business travelers.
Absolutely. And depending on the type of policy you buy, there's different limits to electronics and business equipment and things like that. So let's say you are traveling on a business trip and something happens to your computer. We do actually provide a benefit with some of our travel insurance policies that would allow you to kind of rent other equipment to get you ready for if you have a presentation and, you know, something goes awry and your computer is stolen, that if you need to rent it or get something to replace it in the meantime, it has that benefit.
Great. Now I have a couple of other questions that I would like to ask, because I've been asked some of these questions as well. And that is, what about trip delays? Are they covered? Because you still get to your destination, but is there anything that's covered as part of a trip delay? Maybe you're delayed for, say, 5 or 6 hours and you're at the airport and you're just kind of hanging around. So are those type delays covered?
Absolutely. So if you're delayed 4 hours or more, most of the travel delay benefits kick in, which would provide you with, we have some products, what we call smart products, and they actually would proactively pay you that we are notified that your flight is delayed 4 hours. And so we're going to go ahead and provide you with up to, I think, $150 per person, so that if you needed to do a meal or get a hotel room, you would have that money proactively sent to you so that you could go ahead and take care of it. But if you needed to file a claim because your delay was longer, so your original delay is 4 hours, but then it turns into a 24-hour delay, and you then lose a hotel night at where you're the end destination, things like that. Absolutely. You file a claim for that travel delay, and then and you would get reimbursed for that.
So another question then also too is, what about if I miss my connection and it's kind of my fault?
Well, it depends on the situation. So if you've got a 20 minutes to connect in Atlanta airport, it may not necessarily be covered. It could be. It depends on the policy you purchase. It may not be, but if there's a traffic accident and it delays you to getting to the airport and you miss your connection, stuff like that, that could be possibly covered with your travel insurance.
Okay, alrighty.
It just kind of depends on the situation. If you oversleep, if you're overserved and you oversleep and you miss your connection, no, that is not covered.
Or if you're having too much fun at the airport bar, that's not covered.
Well, that is also unfortunately that is not covered.
Exactly. You have to pay attention to at least look at your cell phone and the clock on that.
Yes.
Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Sarah Fouts with Allianz Travel Insurance. We're getting all of the top to bottom frequently asked questions answered right here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Sarah, I have a question about this because you hear so much about terrorism nowadays or just, you know, unrest in destinations. What about those type things? Does travel insurance cover those? Because that's a little bit out of everybody's control.
Absolutely. So, yes, those certain situations, absolutely. So, if you are traveling, so unfortunately in France there was recently a shooting at a Christmas market. You would have that as a terrorist alert. If you were in the country in that area at the time of the attack, then and you were ready to come home, then absolutely that would be a covered reason. And then if you were traveling into that exact same area over the next 30 days then, and you wanted to cancel your trip because you just didn't feel comfortable with it, it would be certainly covered. Mm-hmm. If it's an area that has been showing volatility, I think it's about 120 days. Again, it depends on the policy. Then it would be considered almost foreseeable. So if you just decided, oh, I don't really want to travel, I think it's just there's just too much unrest. So like for the protesters going on in Paris right now, and you decided you didn't want to go, it would be a foreseeable event and it would not be a covered situation. But for the unforeseen things, absolutely would be covered.
Now, I know we talked just briefly a little bit about medical travel insurance kind of throughout our conversation here, but what exactly does it cover? I'm thinking it's more dependent on the particular policy that you purchase. Is that what I'm thinking?
Absolutely. So, yes, and the one thing to be clear about, this is considered emergency medical coverage. So if you decide, if you're traveling and you needed to have routine dental care or a routine checkup, that wouldn't necessarily be covered under a travel insurance policy, depending on the one you buy. But so typically what we're looking at is emergency medical. So it doesn't have to be life-threatening emergency. You could just have the flu, but you need to go see a doctor. But it's something that isn't standard or normal care. It is something that is, you know, if you're having an asthma attack and that kind of thing, you need to have new medicine or be seen for something like that, it would definitely be covered. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of coverage we're providing, not necessarily a routine dental checkup kind of thing.
No routine things at all.
No routine.
Yeah, you need to get all that done before you head out on your trip.
Yes, it's best to do that ahead of time so you can enjoy and focus on the fun at hand. And it does, the amount of coverage does depend on the policy you purchase.
Right.
So definitely take a look at that. And one thing to keep in mind when it comes to travel insurance, you have at least 10 days to review the policy to make sure you have the coverage that you need. So take a look, read through the certificate, and then call the customer service representative to answer any questions you might have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now we've come down to the end of this particular segment, and when we come back, we will pick up again with Sarah. Today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance, and check out their website at allianztravelinsurance.com.